Exercise 8, page 151.
Today we are discussing the issue of whether or not entering a person's home without the permission, trespassing in other words, is ever okay. Is forcibly gaining entry into someone's property ever justified?
Speaker 1.
I am horrified at the thought of anyone taking the liberty of entering my home, as it seems such a downright invasion of one's privacy. Unless, of course, I was on holiday and had given them a key and asked them to take care of my plants or my cat until I returned. That would be different. And I'd be glad to return the favour if they were in my position and had to go away for any reason. Other than that, I can't think of any acceptable reason why someone should gain entrance in my absence.
Speaker 2.
If someone were to break into my home, I would immediately phone the police for help. I might even take matters into my own hands if I felt threatened, even if it meant causing the intruder harm. After all, they could be armed, you just don't know, and I could argue I was only acting in self-defense. When all's said and done, you can't afford to take any chances. In any case, I believe it's wrong for anyone to enter someone's private property, no matter what the reason is, and the law backs me up there.
Speaker 3.
I have 2 dogs and 3 parrots, and it's often worried me what I would do if ever there was some kind of emergency in the house. Let's say a fire broke out or something dreadful like that. I'm sure I would be eternally grateful to anyone who broke in and rescued my pets. I think this would be the truly humane thing to do, and I wouldn't care what they had to do to get in, or whether it was legal or not. The main thing is, they would be saving lives dear to me.
Speaker 4.
I'm a peaceable, law-abiding citizen, and I find the idea of trespassing on someone's private property quite shocking. Having said that, things are not always as straightforward as they seem. For example, if I heard a woman or child being beaten or abused in a home, I'd consider it my civic duty to get in there somehow to save them. Failing that, I'd immediately call the police to have the person responsible arrested. I certainly wouldn't just stand by and let them get away with an act of physical brutality.